Ah, little morning rain foretells a pleasant day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. A little morning rain foretells a pleasant day. Isn't that sort of a fun thing to think about? That a little morning rain foretells a pleasant day? I think we should all think of those things from time to time, how a little morning rain foretells a pleasant day. Because that's kind of exciting, isn't it? That's kind of exciting to think that a little morning rain foretells a pleasant day. Because everybody should have then a little morning rain to foretell a pleasant day. You see, it's not how much you know, but how much you practice putting it into motion. What is a little morning rain? A little morning rain can be dew. A little morning rain can be drops of water, too. And a little morning rain can be all sorts of interesting things. So, thank you, Ellen. That was a good stopper. It foretells a pleasant day. Well, I would like to suggest that every morning foretells of a pleasant day. Yes. Whether the morning is blustery and cold, or warm and cozy, or hot as can be, or rainy, or thundery, or stormy, it bespeaks of a wonderful day. It says, the sky is loaded with energy. The sky is loaded with power and magnificence. And that energy sparkles each person on the face of the earth who is in the realm of that thunderstorm or that area. And we should really say, man, I can get a lot more work done today because I'm filled with energy. I'm filled with power. I can do anything I want to do. You know, wouldn't that be interesting? But you see, we don't do that. We look at it and say, oh, let me get all wet. You know, I think people in Southern California are missing a wonderful experience. When it's raining, they don't go anywhere because they don't like to drive on slippery streets. When it's thundery outside, they don't go anyplace because they don't want to get wet in the rain. When it's blustery and cold, which it never is, but when it's blustery and windy, and we get some pretty good wind sometimes, they don't want to go outside because it's too dangerous driving in that wind. Well, they should live in Minneapolis or Duluth. Now, those places are fantastic. In Minneapolis, the temperature can get down 47 degrees below zero wind chill. Whoo-wee, that's really tough. And I used to drive my car to church, and I really didn't drive to church because the church was right where I was. But I would drive my car for some reason or other, and I would have square wheels because the tires would be frozen solid in the flatness with the wheel down. And so I go clunk, 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 clunk for a good many miles before the tires would smooth out again. Now, there, church was held every Sunday, and it didn't matter whether it was cold or windy or rainy or beautiful or whatever. People came to church. It didn't bother them. And they would bundle up their kids, and they would put their goulashes on, and their mittens, and their muffins, and their head-top caps that are warm and cozy. And they'd take the little baby, even, you know, and cuddle him up in his winter outfit. And they'd come to church. And they'd come marching in there with five or six of the kids, and then they'd take the kids downstairs. And the kids would go into the Sunday school room, and the parents would come upstairs into the sanctuary. And it was a great experience. I had just come from sunny California, and it was November and December, and cold, and snow, and really quite exciting. We had to have a snowplow clean the lot so that people could park in the parking lot at the church by the side of Lake Minnetonka. And it was a great experience. But I never once thought, gee, it's so cold. I wonder if anybody will come. I said, hey, this is natural. This is natural. This is natural. You don't think a thing about it. in Switzerland. Can you imagine if whenever it snowed, everything would shut down? It'd be shut down a great deal of the time. Because you get a lot of snow in Switzerland, not as much as you do in many other places, but you don't let things like that bother you. What you do is, if you're going to drive in snow or ice or wet weather, you use your intelligence. You drive within your ability to maintain and control your car. Now, we say that and we still don't do it, but really, you should. Now, many of the freeways are icy, and the trucks have come along and cleared the snow off, and so you're driving along on a nice clear spot, and then all of a sudden you hit some ice, and you know, you take your foot off the accelerator and sort of let it float along until it comes out of the ice again. But you never step on the gas, because that'll whiplash you, it'll throw your rear end around, and you never put on the brakes, because that'll spin you. And you have to know all these little things about driving in inclement weather. But it's not bad weather. It's fun. It foretells a lovely day. What happens after the storm?
Comes the sun.
The sky is crystal blue. All of the dirt is out of the air. Not really, because it's the dirt in the air that makes the sky blue. But all of the much of the dirt is taken out of the sky, and it is all fresh and clean and beautiful. And what sort of breathing do you do when you have fresh, clean, beautiful air? You don't sneeze. What you do is you breathe in deep and you say, "Ah, I feel so good." You breathe in all the way to your diaphragm, you know, and your lungs are full and your whole chest is full, and you feel so good and so alive and so wonderful. Well, this is what we do with every morning. Every morning you wake up and you say, "What a beautiful day," without one thought for the several expressions of the day. "What a beautiful day. And I go to greet my good this day." Mm-hmm. I go to greet my good. I go to experience all the joys and harmonies and peace that I could ever have imagined. I go to greet that today and to enjoy that. And when I do that, what happens? Then I find it there. It's waiting for me. It says, "Hey, I've been waiting for you." And someone else might have walked right by it and not even seen it. You know? Mm-hmm. There's an illustration man gave, and he said, "What would you do if you were a butterfly scientist, and you were chasing the elusive butterfly in the Amazon jungles, and for 25 years you chased that elusive butterfly, and then one day you saw the butterfly? What would you do? Immediately try to capture it, or would you say, 'Oh, how beautiful, how wonderful'? You would love it to pieces. You would enjoy it with every so every bit of your being, you know, every speck of your consciousness. You would just say, 'Oh, that is so great.' Unconditional love, you know." Mm-hmm. And you would feel so good about it. And you would do that for a considerable time, you know, maybe minutes or an hour or something, before you decided how you're going to capture it, if you're going to capture it. Do you want to capture something that's so rare? If you're going to capture something that's so rare, you are making it rarer, you know. And so you have to stop and think, "Ah, yes, I will take out my trusty Kodak, and I will shoot, and make wonderful pictures of it," you know? Mm-hmm. And this is what it's all about. It says, "A little morning rain foretells a pleasant day. A little morning attitude foretells a pleasant day. A little morning love foretells a pleasant day. A little morning storm, thunderclouds, and hail, and all sorts of stuff coming down." You say, "Wow, isn't that neat? It's like having a machine gun up in the sky with the hailstones coming down on the cars and stuff like that." Have you ever been in a hailstone storm? In a hail, where the hailstones are as big as golf balls?
No.
Oh, yes. In Santa Monica, Edith Mary lived in her Lerund. That was a building that was round, and it was an apartment house. And one day we drove up there and visited her, and all of a sudden, we looked out the window, and things were happening. And so we dashed outside, and boom, 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 down on the car. And then the palm trees, the fronds got too heavy with it, and so they broke off. And then they'd fall on top of the cars. And what a fascinating experience that was. We just had so much fun watching it and thinking to ourselves, what nature does. Isn't that great? And but nobody was concerned. If the car got injured, the insurance company paid to have it fixed. You know, it was an act of nature, an act of God, as you would say. But it still was covered, you know, hailstorm damage, you know. And because in Santa Monica, they get hailstorms now and then. Mm-hmm. And you would think, lovely city like Santa Monica, why would they get a hailstorm? Well, they have some hailish ideas sometimes, you know. And because that attitude's in their mind, they get hailstorms. Mm-hmm. So, my loves, what are we doing here now? Yes, we're doing just fine. A little morning rain foretells a pleasant day. Are you ready for a pleasant day?
Of course.
Are you ready for a pleasant day? Thank you. Are you ready for a pleasant day?
Yes.
Thank you. And you?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. So, I'm ready for a pleasant day too. So, be yourself and have fun and have a pleasant day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
Love you.